The Gathering of Nations powwow is April 27th to the 29th in Albuquerque. Just how big is the Gathering of Nations? How many people in different nations does the powwow normally see?
Prior to the pandemic, we were averaging about 80,000 people, 80 plus in the 2 days.
Wow.
Last year was our first year back, and we increased that number by almost 10,000.
Wow.
And so we have between 2,500 and 3,000 dancers on average, and about 40 to 50 drum groups. And then we've got the horse parade, and it's more than just the powwow. It's like a whole festival with music, contemporary music, traditional stage acts, roving traditional performers. We have a traditional horse and rider regalia parade, our Indian traders market, so many different other types of venues on the grounds for people to just hang out and enjoy. So it's a really big deal with a lot of stuff going on and a lot of good food. New Mexico is native food here is really sought after around the world.
How far do people come just to be a part of this?
Every tribe in the United States and Canada and some other parts outside of here have come once in a while to participate as well. But we have every tribe across Canada and here's some representative from somewhere. From Alberta, we've got the Cree Confederation who's sponsor a hand drum contest and round dancing, and all the folks in Canada love coming here. Usually we have great weather, so they like to come down and hang out, you know.
How many people and volunteers does it take just to put something like this on?
During the regular part of the year, there's three of us. It's a family affair, my wife, myself, and my daughter. Through the year, we build and build and build till there's various committees that are put together, various groups come together, and it's something that no other power really has to deal with. We have stage groups like lighting and sound and flooring and all that kind of stuff and event construction that goes on. So in the end, for a lot of different groups throughout, it's over 200 people it takes by the time we put it together every year to make it function. And that doesn't include things on the outside peripheries like security or any of that stuff. But it's all the folks inside from staging and the actual POW itself, the arena directors, the judges, so on all down the line. We also have an RV campground, so we've got that to take care of as well. It's a lot going on, and we're already starting to move in. A lot of things have been happening. On our powwow grounds, we have the world's largest teepee structure, which is about 61 and a half feet tall, and that takes cranes to set the poles in place. So that it happened already, and then from that, that's the start every year, about 2 or 3 weeks out in front. And then from there, we begin to just keep filling in the grounds and making it like we want it by the time everyone arrives.
For those that can't make it and that can't be there, is there any part of it that ends up getting streamed or that you could watch at a later date?
Oh, we stream live from two different channels. One is inside the Tingley Coliseum where the actual powwow is held. And then on the powwow grounds, we have Stage 49, our contemporary music stage, and we also stream from there every day. So that starts at 10 o'clock Mountain Time, and we run until we finish each night about 11 or 12 o'clock from the two different channels. And they're live throughout, unless, you know, how streaming is, sometimes something happens. But yeah, people over, have a party. You know, we've heard from folks in Wisconsin a few years back that took their flat screen outside and had a barbecue and invited them friends and family over and at a powwow party.
How long have you been doing this for?
This is a big year for us. This is our 40th anniversary. It's been a love of life, and it's every year we're really into it. We do a lot of travel and see a lot of people, meet a lot of people, stay abreast of what's happening across Indian country, and try to make this the most enjoyable place that everyone would like to come and be a part of.
Find out more about the Gathering of Nations powwow April 27th to the 29th from the link on ravenradio.ca. Derek, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.